Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got something special planned coming up in just a few moments. Show O Sammy P, Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network, 10 toes down, top of the hour, 11:20 Eastern. We will get a book report from our buddy John Murray. Over at the Westgate, we'll find out where the sharp money is going, NFL and college football so far this week, and talk about some of that line movement. Should be a fun conversation. We always wrap with lightning bets. We'll do that in an hour from now. BetMGMNetwork.com. Check us out on YouTube. Subscribe. BetMGM Network. Gertch always puts together a couple cool videos from each day that we think you'll find interesting. So make sure you're subscribed to BetMGM Network. All right, Sam. A couple games that I wanted to mention before we move on. SEC, Ole Miss, Georgia. The numbers gone through the 7 to 7.5. They're back in Georgia. They're looking at Ole Miss and saying they barely beat Washington State. They're not going to be able to hang between the hedges. It's not going to happen. Nobody wants to back Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin is calling Kirby Smart fat into the microphone. I love it. It's fun stuff. What do you think? Buy on deck for the Bulldogs, getting past 7 to 7.5.
I don't know. I could go either way, to be honest with you. I sort of lean to the under. I think Mississippi is not as good as people think offensively. And also, this is, I believe, the first start for Trinidad Chambliss on the road in the FBS. It's pretty crazy to say that out loud because, of course, he's the quarterback now with Austin Simmons to the wayside. Doesn't mean that they can't cover or win. I just think Georgia's figured some things out defensively. Did not bet the game to go through 7, though. You're right. To open 6.5 and now be sitting 7.5. That's not, you know, Marge Simpson betting that game. That's respected play. So I respect the respect. I'm not touching this one. I can't figure out which side you're on.
So did Austin Simmons just get Wally Pipped, or is that where we're at? Because he's not on the injury report now.
I think Lane just said, see ya. Because remember, there was that game when he was supposed to play and then Lane took him off the injury report. I can't remember who they were playing. Was it South Carolina? I can't remember. And Simmons was supposed to play. And that injury report on Thursday, Lane took Simmons off it. That was when On3 had Simmons in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in. And he didn't play. And from that point forward, Lane just kind of moved on.
He stole his job, right? I mean, people are talking about him for Heisman. It's what happened. You probably can't go back. I don't, even though Lane at the time was saying it's his job when he's healthy, right? That's what I remember.
Yes, he did say that. I could pull up the tip sheet and tell you exactly when it was and when it happened. So this would have been, I wrote about this on September 11th. Yeah, they played Arkansas. And Lane came out on Thursday night and took him off the injury list. And then he still didn't play. From that point forward, it's been, see you later. Bye.
Yeah. Okay, my first thought was Ole Miss plus 7.5. And the more and more I look at it, this is Georgia's toughest game left. They're just trying to push through this week. You know, they're super focused on it. I, you know, both teams are. but they got a bye week that's looming. I think we're going to see some extra focus out of Georgia. I understand why we got to 7.5 on that. And I'm not overreacting Washington State. I'm not. But that's a very fair point that you bring up about Chambliss, because that their only other road game was Kentucky week two, and that's when the injury occurred. So I think the market is right on this. I'm not going to have a play. I was leaning Ole Miss at the start, and then a lot of this people that know a whole bunch about college football that we've had throughout the week, we've asked, hey, of all these teams here in the SEC, who's the fraud? They all said Ole Miss, everybody. So I'm back.
Ed Sammons at the Westgate says he makes the game 10. So I think, I mean, we haven't admitted this yet. I was looking to play the dog, and then saw the line move, and then talked to Ed and thought, nah, I'm good. You know, sometimes it's the bets we don't make, Joe.
That's kind of where I'm at with USC. If I make a bet on Monday, I probably would have taken USC. But now I'm like, no, I like the over more. Yeah. Sometimes it's good to get more information on that if you want to wait a little bit. Do you have anything on Vandy LSU? Vandy home favorite, no. -2.5? Nothing?
This is the first game in 51 games where Vandy is not an SEC dog, though. Isn't that crazy?
Amazing. That's an amazing nugget. And, yeah, it's going to close that way. So, it's...
Is Nussmeier hurt, or does he just stink? I don't know.
I think he stinks. It's been how many weeks now, man? Has he been playing hurt for 6 weeks?
So, somebody yesterday said that LSU is Penn State light. And I thought, that's interesting. All the expectations, top-tier quarterback, supposed to be a decent offense, and just not for whatever reason. Anybody looking to bet LSU, though, is looking at that defense against Pavia. So I understand there are some guys that tell me they're going to take three if it gets there. I see most books, BetMGM's 2.5. LSU, yeah, still no threes. Some guys would take three, though, they told me. But you know this open pick 'em in Vegas, and right away, bang, right to two. So take that for what it's worth.
Which quarterback do you trust the most in all of college football?
Carson Beck.
Oh, okay.
Still, yeah, Carson Beck.
You did say Beck. But we both had Pavia near the top, and they're like, nah.
And they should have covered. Vandy definitely should have covered in that game, but it was the late turnover on downs and the Bama Anvil touchdown to cover late.
Yep. Yep, this is their first game since then. They had the bye last week, preparing for a couple of weeks. If anything, I would go to Vandy. I'm not betting LSU on this. Yeah, you're right. The offense you cannot trust at all. All right, there's something else that we wanted to bring up, and you came across this morning. Why don't you set it up?
Sure, happy to set it up. So I don't know why this is a thing. We talked a lot last year when Herb Street's old dog passed away, and then he showed up to the set basically the following week with a brand new dog. And I remember thinking, wow, that was really fast. And let me also start by saying I'm a dog guy. I like dogs. Dogs actually love me. I like dogs. Dogs love me. Very strange. But Herb Street posted a video of him throwing a tennis ball in a hotel hallway. And his new dog, I believe his name is Peter, is racing up and down the hallway at max volume, tracking down the ball and running it back. And this is a long hotel hallway. I don't know how long they played fetch in a hotel hallway with the dog off the leash. I'm not anti-dog. I'm anti that move, though. That's a crazy move, is it not?
Oh, it's insane. Okay, so I have a golden retriever as well. And, you know, I'll make my jokes about it. Like, when Tucker had to have surgery a few weeks back, I was like, does he really need it? let's see how this thing plays out. Or once again, the wife was ranting because the lawn guy decided to leave the back gate open and Tucker was gone. And during the show, I found out later that she was running around the entire neighborhood like a madwoman. And then she eventually found him in someone else's backyard, just sitting at their back door, trying to play with their dogs there. I like dogs. I have a golden retriever. You send this video. I was like, what an insane move. Herb Street thinks he's such a superstar that he can do whatever the hell he wants. He's in the hallway of a hotel playing fetch with the dog, not at a dog park. Don't bother him to go find one of those. In the hallway. And trust me, I know how big these dogs are. When they're running, they're loud. That thing is going up and down the hallway. They're really loud. It's ridiculous. And put your dog on a leash. I know golden retrievers are very lovable and they just want people to pet them and they want to hang out by people. I get it. But guess what? Not everybody in the hotel likes dogs. Maybe there are people allergic. You never know how your dog's going to react. I can't stand people that let their dog run wild off a leash and just think that they own the place. And like, does he have to travel everywhere with the dog? There's nobody. Doesn't he have like 17 boys at home or something like that? If somebody that can watch a dog, he's got a lot of money. He can't pay somebody. I don't know. I just think it's so ridiculous. Like even my wife, who's dog crazy, loves our dog probably more than me. Definitely more than me. If I were to suggest, let's travel with him, which I've done at times as a joke, she's like, are you nuts? There's no way we're doing that. That's how most
people would
react. You're
not taking the dog off the leash to play fetch in the hotel hallway. Jake, we have some audio from the tweet. Can we rip that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sounds like a horse.
So he's whispering. Probably late at night. It's probably late at night or early in the morning because he's whispering.
Imagine somebody's parent or grandparent opening the door in the middle of the hallway, trying to walk to the elevator, and
knocked
this
over.
Dog is chasing after a ball.
Yeah, knocked over. A kid, a little kid, gets trampled easily.
No.
He thinks he runs the show. I can't stand him.
I know
too many people that have known him a long time, and he's not the nice guy that he puts on camera. Let's just say that.
Neither's Benetti.
Herb Street, Benetti, that's what I think of. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Bernianovich is not expecting that. Well, we are expecting 10 toes down next on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.